Good morning. Thank you, GFEI, and thank you, Pier Paolo, for the presentation. We see that the adoption of the WLTP and the UNEC regulations was the first good step to reduce the CO2 emissions. However, we still see a gap between the WLTP and the real-world CO2 values. This gap is not constant, and from recent data, it seems that it's growing again in Europe, and OBFCM developments might offer a solution to bridge this gap to real-world CO2 values. And the question is, does GFEI see a role for itself to enhance international cooperation in further reducing the gap to real-world CO2 emissions? Thank you.